Pasuk 25 says, Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim HaMelech Shachol Niyeh B'dvaroi. There's a ball, Tachas Shnei Akonim Mimena, that after a ball, I call it a ball. Over here they call it a calyx. What is a calyx? Does anyone know what a calyx is? What's a calyx? C-A-L-Y-X. Calyx. Definition. What's the definition of the word calyx? C-F-R-O here.
Calyx.
A calyx is the sepal of a flower. Typically, it's the petal of a flower. See this? Another picture over here. A calyx. Okay, let's see. I thought that was a perach. Now let's go back to the Rashi. It says you're a kafter. I don't know why it's being a kafter, a calyx. Calyx is more of a flower, whatever it is. Tachas shnei akonim mimena, v'chav tachas shnei akonim mimena, v'chav tachas shnei akonim. No, v'chav tachas shnei akonim mimena, v'chavtar, and a kaftar, tachas shnei akonim mimena. V'chavtar, I think there's a mistake here. It says three times. V'chavtar, tachas shnei akonim mimena, v'chavtar, tachas shnei akonim mimena, v'chavtar, no, tachas shnei akonim mimena. L'shei shakonim yoytzim min amir, right? There are three. There are three. There are three kaftars. There's a kaftar on, there are three parts of the branch. On the two branches, there are three kaftarim. Notice the different trop. Let's look at the picture. Let's go to the picture. May you able to see it?
I can't get in on Zoom. It doesn't let me go in on Zoom.
Okay, I'm sending you an email.
An email or SMS?
An email, because I don't have here access on the computer directly to. I don't have here. Okay, I'm sending you over here an email right now. Okay, with a link. Okay, I send you an email with a link to the picture.
Okay.
Now let's go back to the picture. Back to our picture. Okay, here's our picture we're dealing with over here. You see the picture? In the picture, I have a lot of things that are in the way that are preventing me from seeing the picture. Because okay, now over here it says the word kaftar three times. This is the kaftar. This round ball. V'chaftar, it says three times the word in the pasuk v'chaft. One is in reference to these two branches. One is these two branches. One is these two branches. What fascinates me over here is the fact that there's a v'chaftar. Tachas shnei hakonim mimeno. V'chaftar tachas shnei hakonim mimeno. V'chaftar tachas shnei hakonim mimeno. L'sheishes hakonim hayoytzim min ha-menorah. Okay, there's a lot going on here in this pasuk. There's a kafter that's tachas, these two branch one and two. The kafter, this branch and this branch. And the kafter, tachas, this branch and this branch. Four, the six branches. One, two, three, four, five, six. There's going to be a kafter right over here in the center. Now, question. Why is this kafter called tachas? Why is it called tachas? Underneath? What? It's underneath the branch. It extends from the branch. Why is this called tachas? I don't know. It repeats it three times. Three times it repeats the word v'chafter tachas shnei hakonim mimena. V'chafter tachas shnei hakonim mimena. V'chafter tachas shnei hakonim mimena. L'sheishes hakonim hayoytzim min ha-menorah. Don't we know that? Can we eat on our own? Two. Plus two equals six. Why does it have to repeat the number six? I don't know the answer. Third question is, do you notice that the trop is different? The trop is also a commentary. The chaftor, this is a pazer, and then this is a klisha kitana, tachas, shnei hakonim mimena. Okay, that's one. Now, same exact words. Now a different drop. The chavtor is a pashto. Tachas shnei hakonim mimeno. Okay, and then there's a third is the chavtor tachas shnei hakonim mimeno. Okay, why is there a different drop? Why don't we just repeat the same exact thing three times? Furthermore, do you notice that the first tachas, it gets its own drop? The second one gets its own trop, but the third tachas does not get trop. The third tachas is connected to the word shnei. It's joined with a makaf. Makaf connects with tachas to the word shnei. It does not get its own trop. Haloi davar. Why doesn't it get its own trop? Okay, I don't know. These are very big mysteries. The menorah, everything about the kelim is extremely complex, and there are many, many mysteries. Okay, when we look at the picture, it all looks the same to us. It's a kaftar. Here there are two branches. We can count our own, and we're adding up to six. Why? Why do we have to go do this? Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi's not getting into all the questions, but we'll take a look at all the issues. Rashi says, V'chafta ha-shnei ha-konim enu. Mitoich ha-kaftar, from within the kaftar, hoyu ha-konim nimshochim mishnei tzidecho eilich ve'eilich. From the kaftar, the two branches would extend on both sides, this way and that way. Kach shaninu so we learn b'melechas ha-mishkan. Now he's going to go through the entire menorah. Govra shel menorah yud ches tefochim. Okay, here's the menorah. From the bottom, all the way on the bottom, the very bottom, all the way up to the very, very top, is a grand total of 18 tefochim. That's the first you said. 8 tefochim. Haraglayim v'yaperach shloisha tefochim. First thing is the raglayim. The raglayim is here. You see over here, raglayim. You see over here, 1, 2, there's a third. You can't see, it's blocked. So the other side, there are three legs. There's a box. This is called the shida. And then right on top of the box is a perach. This little round thing over here, okay, this round thing over here is the perach. Now notice they make the perach with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 petals. Is that accurate? I have no idea. Why are there 8 petals? I do not know. So it says that from the very, very bottom, which there were 3 legs and a box and a flower, is exactly 3 tefachim. Haraglayim v'aperach shloish tefachim. Chu haperach ha'amur ba'yorech. How do you know there was a flower over there? It's said by the Erech Shememar. Now notice, Rashi over here, there's an amazing insight. Rashi, in order to get all of the details of the menorah, it is not sufficient what it says in Chumash Shemos. We have to go to Chumash Bamidbar, where Aaron lights the menorah. We have to go there. Shnemar ad yirecha, b'haloischa es haneirois l'mul p'nei menorah, helo neirosecha. And there in Parshas Bahaloischa, it says, Ad Yirecha, Ad Pircha. Isn't that amazing? In order, Rashi over here is revealing to us an incredible chiddush. That if you would just study Chumash Shemois, just study Parshas Truma, you would not know what the menorah looks like. There are more details that are laid out in Parshas Bahaloischa that fill in what we do not know in Parshas Truma. Incredible. It says there, it's quoting Pasukim Bamidbar, Ad Yirecha, Ad Pircha, the flower. That's pretty cool. That's a really good trick question to ask someone. Until I learned this Rashi, I would never know that. I would never, until this moment, never appreciate that. You would go ask, I challenge you, this is going to be the challenge. You go out on the street, Mayor is going to do this tomorrow, the whole day. He's going to go stand on Coney Island Avenue. He's going to stop every person, everybody he sees, and he's going to ask them one issue question. If you were to learn Parshas Truma and study the Rashi's and study the Parsha, would you be able to conclude to determine the exact image of the menorah? And the answer is no. I guarantee you that 99.9% of the people on Avenue on the street will tell you yes. And the answer is obviously no. Because Rashi over here is going to the entire Tzura. Kach shnilu b'melechas ha-mishkan. This is a Braisa, a special Braisa that I don't think we have this Braisa. We quote this in bits and pieces. Maybe we do. The Gavah Shomer is Yud Ches Tvachim, Haraglayim v'Aperach Shlosh Tvachim. And Rashi comments, what Perach? What are you talking about? The Perach does not appear in this week's Parasha. Hu ha perach ha'omer ba'yarech, the perach that appears by the box, the yarech we learned yesterday, The earth is the box, Shana and Amar, Ad Yurecha, Ad Pircha in Bamidbar. Unbelievable. Okay, I see it on the picture. Here is the bottom, the raglaim, there are three legs. Here they only show you two. There's probably another one on the other side, you can't see it. This is called the Yurecha. The Yurecha, we said it was a Kimina Shida, a box. Sheda Teva Umigdal. I don't know in this picture if this is accurate. There's no way they know how to do this. They're making their own design. They're making it into a pentagon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, it's not a pentagon. It's a hexagon. They're making who told them to make it into a hexagon? It's supposed to be a box. Paj is a box. I don't know how they got into a hexagon, a box into a hexagon. And I don't know where they got this design over here to make a circle and make a hexagon. I don't know how they got these legs. They made up these legs over here. I don't know. This with three legs. It's a box. A box l'chor is square. And then there's a perach. And over here, the perach they have over here, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 6, 7. Looks like there are, wait. 1, 2, whatever. All these things coming out, whatever. Okay, fine. That's the first chiddush. And we only know about this perach from Parashas Behaloscha. Next chiddush. Utefachayim cholok. And now there are two empty tefachayim. Okay, the tefachayim cholok means from after the perach until here are two tefachim. So that's going to be a total of five. From the bottom until the perach is three. From here until here is two. 3 plus 2 is 5. Back to Rashi. And then there's another tefach, which is the govia. The govia is a goblet, and it is one of the four goblets on the center branch. From the four givim, and from the four givim. So let's go back to the picture. Here is the govia. Okay, do you see my pointer? I don't know if you can see my pointer. Can you see my pointer? Blaze, when I move the cursor, do you see the cursor? Miss Gladder, when I move the cursor, do you see my cursor moving on the screen?
What?
Can you see? When I move my cursor, do you see the cursor moving on the screen?
No.
You don't see it. Ooh, so let me see how I can do this. I should annotate. Oh, okay, here. Let's see if I could try this spotlight. Vanishing pen.
Okay.
You see this? You saw that red circle I made?
No. I saw something moving at the base. Oh, yeah. You know, it blends in with the gold color. Put it on the white. Let me see.
So let me see if I can change the color. How do I change the color?
Oh, yeah, now you see when it's on the white. Yeah,
format.
Yeah. And when you have it on the gold, it blends in. You don't see it.
I'm going to make it black. I'm going to make it black.
Yeah.
Format, I make it black. Okay, so tell me if you can see that. This is called a vanishing pen. Do you see when I do this? You see the black circle?
No.
You don't see a black circle?
Put it out.
Yeah, I see.
Right, maybe I'll just do a mouse pointer. Do you see the mouse now? You see the mouse pointer?
Make it a fat.
I don't know how to make it. Doesn't look. Do you see the mouse now? Do you see the mouse?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just use the mouse to point what I'm referring to. This round circle here is called the gavia. You see what I'm doing? You see I'm making a circle with the mouse?
All the way around that, yeah, in the center.
Right, so that is called the Gavia. That is one complete Tefach. So far, we are from the bottom. Here's the base. This is called the Yurecha. There are three legs. They're only showing you in the picture two of the three legs, because the third leg is behind on the other side. There are three legs. This is called the Yurecha. This is called the Perach. This little thing over here is called the Perach. This Perach...
Which one?
This little ornament over called the perach. This perach, Rashi says it, an incredible chiddush that you would not know about this perach unless you learn Parashas Behaloscha. It is not this detail that there is a perach over here is not taught, is not shown to us in this week's parasha. We only know about this perach only from parashas Bahaloischa. Oh, Ablaze is very good. Ablaze is making the point. Very good. Ablaze is helping me out over here. Excellent. Okay, that's the perach. That's the perach. So from the bottom, the legs, the legs and the box called the box, the urecha is called the box, and the perach is a grand total of 3 tefachim. Then from here to here is 2 tefachim. Now this. Okay, this cup is 1 tefach. Let's call it a govia. It's 1 tefach. Then comes a kaftar. Then comes a ball. I call it a ball. A ball. And then comes another flower. You see, this is another flower. So how much does this take? Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi here says, how come I lost my mouse? You see my mouse? Do you see the cursor?
Yes.
Over here, okay. So over here it says, go over here. Gova shom no yud ches tfachim. Haraglayim, the legs, v'aperach, shloish tfachim. Hu aperach omel b'yorech. This is the perach that we're referring to. It says by the box on the bottom. In Parshas Baloischa, Shnema Anyurecha Pircha, Utefachayim Cholok, two tefachim empty, V'tefach, and now 1 tefach, Sheboy Govia, is a Govia. A Govia means a cup, 1 cup, and it is 1 of 4 cups. Me'arbo Givim. Let's go back to the picture. What do you mean by 4 cups? On the menorah, there are a total of 4 cups. Here's cup number 1, here, and then on the top are 3 more. 1, 2, 3. On the very top, there are 3 cups. 1, 2, 3. See, all of the branches have 3 cups. 1, 2, 3. The center branch has 4 cups. Has the 3 on the top, plus an additional cup on the bottom. 4 cups. Okay, the center branch has 4 cups. 1 on the bottom, and 3 on the top. All of the other branches have only 3 cups. Okay, going back, let me enlarge it again. Going back to the Rashi. So here we have over here, a Gavia. This is 1 Tefach. It is 1 of 4 Gavim. Okay, let's go further. Okay, then there's a Kaft of a Ferach. Mishnei Kaftarim Ushnei Ferachim Ha'amurim B'menorah Atzma. A little more complicated now. Now this is very important to clarify this. After this ball comes another flower. Notice this flower, the way they drew this flower in this picture is in the opposite direction of how they made the flower on the bottom. On the bottom, the flower is going upwards. I don't know why. Over here, everything is conjecture. They made the flower over here going downwards. Now, on the center branch, There are 2 unique flowers. A flower on the bottom and a flower on the top, and the flower over here. Everything else about this branch is going to be the same. This what they have on this center branch. I take that back. He says over here there are going to be 2 flowers. There are going to be 2 flowers on the center branch. This flower that I'm pointing out over here, this flower, and this flower on top.
Oh.
How many unique balls are there? 2 unique balls. This ball, and this ball on top. So there are 2 flowers, a flower on top, a flower over here, a ball over here, and a ball over here. Now, what about these 3 balls? 1, 2, 3. We're not discussing that. So let's go back to the Rashi and explain this again. So Rashi again over here says, Nachamol Gavashom No Yud Ches Tfachim. Which parach are we referring to? The parach on the base. Next, utafayim cholok, two blank space, two tefach mabembi space. The tefach sheboy, then comes the tefach sheboy gviya meharba, one of the four gviim. Meharba gviim. Then there's a kaftar and a perach. Mishnei, this is one of two of the shnei kaftarim, with shnei perachim who are murim b'menora atzma, which is part of the center branch. Shenemar, as it says, mishukadim, it shall be decorated with almonds, the kaftoyrecha uforochecha, b'loshon rabim, the two bowls and the two flowers. Lomanu, shahayu bakone, it was on the center branch, shnei kaftoyrim u'shnei forochim, levad, besides min hashloisha kaftoyrim, besides the three bowls, which hakonim nimshochem mitoichem, which the branch is extended from in the center. Shenemar, like this pasuk, okay, now we go to utefachayim cholok. We have now two tefachim of empty space. The tefach and one tefach, which is the kaftar. Ushnei konim yotzim imena. Eilich ve'eilich. Nimshachim vo'olim k'negin govah shomro. Then the two branches extend. Tefach cholok, another empty space of tefach. The tefach kaftar. Then becomes the second ball. Ushnei konim yotzim imena. V'tefach cholak. V'tefach kaftar shnei konim yotzim imena. V'dimshachim v'olim k'neged gover shom neira. U'tefachayim cholak. Nishtayru sham shloisha tfachim, three tfachim, which there you'll find the shloisha givim v'chaftar v'ferach nimsu chav beis. They can be givim chav beis. Yud ches l'shisha konim. Okay, so let's stop and review what we just learned. Go back to the picture. What did he say? He went to the entire height. What is the height? What have we had? We have over here from the bottom until the top of this flower is three. Then comes two tefachim. Then comes one tefach. All of this, the cup, with the ball and the flower, occupies one tefach.
How big is a tefach?
Tefach is about four fingers. Four fingers is a tefach. This, the cup with the ball and the flower, is one tefach. Then there are two tefachim of empty space. Then a ball of one tefach. Two tefachim, empty space. A ball, one tefach. Two tefachim of empty space. A ball of one tefach, two tefachim empty space. And now we have three cups with a ball and a flower for a grand total of three tefachim. So it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Something's not right. Something doesn't make sense over here. Try it again. There's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Something doesn't make sense. Let's go back and read the Rashi again. Now, before we read the Rashi, the other point we want to make over here is, how many cups are there? There are 22 cups. How do you get 22 cups? There are three cups on the top of every single branch, which is 21, right? 7 times 3 is 21. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Each branch has three cups. 3 times 7 is 21. Where's 22? Right here. Here's 22. So there are 22 cups on the menorah. One down here, and 21 up over here. 21 up over here, and one down there. Okay, so let's go back and review this Rashi again. We're going from the bottom up. So here we go one more time. It says over here in the bottom, over here in the menorah, the height was 18 tefachim. How do you get that? Haraglayim, the aperach, shloish, three. Hu aperach hama b'yorech, shneva al yorech aperach. Utefachayim cholok. Five. Then the tefach, one tefach, six shaboy govia mearba gvim, the chafta veferach, mishnek after mishnet fachim, bamanoir atzma. Shneim mishuka demu kafta mufadecha ulaman shoy bekonei shol kavar mishol shnei kafar mishnei kafachim levar mina shloisha kaftoidim shakol ninim shoch mitoichos shneim bekafta veferach shnei konim. Utefachaim cholok. The tefach kaftar u shnei konim yotzim mena ve'elch ve'elch l'mshoch mel mukneged gavur shom nayro. Oh, here's where I made this mistake. You see, I got it. Here's where I made the mistake. Tefach cholok. The tefach kaftar u shnei konim yotzim mena ve'tefach cholok. The tefach kaftar u shnei konim yotzim mena ve'mshoch mel mukneged gavur shom nayro. Utef on here utefachaim cholok. Mishtar shom shloish tefach mishabram shlosh gavim kaftar ve'ferach nimtzu gavim. Yud cheshesh konim shloish lechol lechav yechad the arba guv shal menorah harichav beis. So let's go back and look at the menorah one more time. Get it straight this time. The bottom, the legs, until the top of the flower is three. Then from here to here is two, five. This area is one. This whole thing is one. It says six. Here is two, seven, eight. This is one, nine. Now here's where I made a mistake. From here to here is only one. 10, 11, 12, 13. But here we have two, 14, 15. And from here to the top is three, is 18. Okay, do it again. The bottom, from the leg until the top of the first of the flower, the mystery flower, you only know this flower from Parshas Bahalo Yischa, is three. Then we have two, empty space, nothing, just the stem. So that's five. This whole contraption here, a cup, a ball, and a flower is one. Six. Now we have two, eight, two. Everything now is going to be one, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Then on top of that bowl, we have two until the top, 14, 15. And now from here to the top is three, is 18. So from here all the way down to the bottom is 18 tefachim. We have over here, how many flowers we have in total? Three flowers. A flower on the very top, a flower on the very bottom, and a flower over here in top of this bowl, for a total of three flowers on the center branch. How many cups are on the center branch? Four. One over here and three on top. How many bowls are there? We have one, two, three, four, five. Five balls. There are five of these round balls. Five flowers, there are three. And the knobs, there are, we said five. And cups, there are four. 18 tefachim tall. How many cups are there in total? 22. Because we have three on every single branch. That's 21, seven times three. And we have one more over here of 22. Now let's go back to the Rashi. Now we go to the next part of the menorah. The achad osar kaftoidim. How many balls, apples, whatever you want to call those things. He calls it a calyx. I don't know why he calls it a calyx. Look what he calls it. He calls it, what is a calyx? Calyx plant anatomy. What's the calyx? See over here the arrows? The calyx. The whole thing is a calyx, but that's not what the Mepharshim say. See, look at this. See over there's the calyx, a picture of a calyx. Here's a calyx. Is when calyx of a flower. So that's like a ball. It's beginning to bud. You see, there's a calyx. There are flowers. This is what the menorah looked like. There's a ball. Under the ball, there are really cups. On top of the calyx is a flower. Who says that's the only calyx? Because we learned that the calyx over here, it's is there another definition for the word calyx? calyx. A cup-like zoology. A picture of this? Let's go with images. Image of a calyx. I don't know. They just show all these things. They show flowers. They show flowers. All right. I don't know why they call it a calyx. I have no idea how they got that translation. Back to our pasuk. Now, how many balls are there in total? It says 11 balls in total. Let's go back to the picture. How many balls? There are 7 on top. There's 8, 9, 10, 11. The bottom is a ball. Then there are 3 on top. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, back to Rashi. There are 11. There were 9 flowers. Where are the 9 flowers in the menorah? Where are the 9 flowers? You have 7 on top, and then you have 2 more. 8, and then there's 9. 9 flowers. Okay. Exodus, back to, okay, 9 flowers. There are 9 flowers. Okay, it comes out perfectly. Now, so this is a very beautiful Rashi. And you have to admit, this is a pretty good picture. Not bad. It's a pretty good picture. Now, by the way, on the top, this is the Ner. There are 3 cups. 1, 2, 3. It's a bowl, flower, and this is the Ner. Some hold that the Ner you can separate. You can take it out. It wasn't connected. Some hold, no, it was connected. I saw an incredible Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says, what is the purpose of these 3 cups? It says an incredible chiddush. Know what these cups were for? Just in case the kohen was sloppy, and when he filled up the ner, he spilled, all of the extra overflow oil would be captured in this cup. And if this cup overflowed, it went into this cup. And if this cup overflowed, it went into this cup. And if this cup overflowed, all the way down, and it would drip into this cup. So you see, they didn't waste anything in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was no waste. That's what the Chizkuni says, the purpose of these cups. In case there was an overflow of oil, they were captured in these cups. Isn't it an amazing pshat? That's what he says. Now, by the way, the number, what is the significance of there being 22 cups? And 13 bowls and 9 flowers, and the height is 18. That's because the number of, I forgot how it goes, but there are Chamisha Chumshei Torah. I forgot which pasuk. One pasuk in the Torah, we'll go look at it right now. One pasuk in the Torah, we'll finish up with this. One pasuk in the Torah, go to Tanakh. The first pasuk in Genesis. Okay, the first pasuk in the Torah is Bereshis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now what was 7? Or how did that go? What was 7? I forgot this one. How did it go? I don't remember. Why is it 1?
Seven Neros.
Oh, okay, the 7 Neros, okay. Right, 7 Neros, exactly. Excellent. The 7 things on the top. The receptacles. Excellent. Excellent. A blazer to the rescue. Now let's go to the first pasuk in Shemos. Exodus. Pasuk number 1. Chapter number 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 what? 11 flowers. No, 11 balls. What did I say? 11 balls. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 bowls. So Bereshis are the seven receptacles. Shemos are the seven bowls. Okay, let's go back to, now let's go to Vayikra. First pasuk in Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 flowers. 7 on the top. 8, 9. 9 flowers. Pretty good. Now let's go to Bamidbar. Bamidbar, Tanakh. Let's go to Numbers, chapter 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Now, what's the 17? So the answer to this question is the height. The height of the menorah. This is where it gets a little bit difficult. The height of the, we made a calculation. That's from the very top all the way to the bottom is 18. 18. So it said, so what happened to the you're missing one tefach. How do you answer the one tefach? I don't remember. There are different answers. There are different answers. How you answer the one tefach? I don't remember the answer. There, maybe the leg, the box was, I don't know. I don't know. It's a tough question. How you answer 17. It says, Rashi says it's 18. And there are 17 words. I don't know the answer to that question. That's a problem. You have to, there is an answer. I don't remember what the answer is. And there we come to the last pasuk, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, number 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Corresponding to the 22 cups. The 22 cups. 3 cups times 7 is 21, plus cup number 22 down here. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. The Vilna Gaon says this. Pretty good. Is that the whole Torah is captured, the first pasuk of the Torah is captured in the menorah. The menorah, there are 7 neros, there are 9 flowers, there are 11 bowls, and there are 22 cups, and the height is approximately 17. Maybe there's another medrash that says that the height was 17, not 18. Over here, Rashi says it was 18, and that is there's 7 Bereshis of the seven neros, and then we come to the height. Shmos is the height of 17 or 18. Then we come to Vayikra, which is the eleven flowers. Bamidbar are the 11 bowls, and Devarim are the 22 cups. That's the Vilna Gaon. Okay, Rabbi Sai, I thought this was very geschmack. We learned a nice picture over here. Zoom did a good job for us. Okay, Rabbi Sai, have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
Have a good night. Thank you. Thank you for coming. May, are you able to see?
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for coming. Good night. Thank you for coming.
Thank you
for sharing. Okay, be well. Thank you.